Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. It's my NFL game preview. It's the Buffalo Bills taking on the Baltimore Ravens. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards of Football. A special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen this morning. Let's start with the Buffalo Bills. The first 2 weeks, the Buffalo Bills were on the ascension of being one of the greatest team regular season teams in the National Football League history. Their very impressive wins over the LA Rams and the Tennessee Titans made everybody say, "Woo! Wait a minute. Dynasty. Domination." Then the Buffalo Bills went down to South Beach last week in Miami. Now, I want you to take I listened to these stats from that game last week. This was a team that had the ball for 40 minutes. This is a team that ran 90 offensive plays. This is a team that had a quarterback that threw over 400 yards in the game. And total offense, they had 497 yards to Miami's 212. But there was one play in that football game that changed the whole aspect. Fourth down, and star quarterback Josh Allen short hopped a pass to Isaiah McKenzie. It's unbelievable Buffalo lost that game. But I tell you what, they're taking on the Bills this week. And it's still a Bills team that still got Josh Allen. I still saying maybe the best quarterback in the game. A defense last week, they held Miami to 212 yards, and had both of their safeties out and their nickel corner out. Dane Jackson, Mr. Poirier, and Mr. Hyatt. And still played at a high level. Jaquan Johnson, Khalil Elam, and Matt Milano played at a high level last week. And think about this. That's still, I consider the best team in the National Football League that I've seen in the last weeks outside the Philadelphia Eagles. And we still got that Buffalo Bills history that's going to come into Baltimore on Sunday. Bruce Smith, Thurman Thomas, OJ, Eric Mounds, Jim Kelly, Ben Wills, Perlis Price. The Bills, you got to be thinking. Revenge time. Now, let's move over to the Baltimore Ravens. I want to apologize, as I did last week, to Lamar Jackson. I said Lamar Jackson, the only reason he wasn't really getting this money from the Ravens organization because I didn't think Lamar Jackson can throw the football at a high level. But he's made me a believer. I'm sorry, Lamar. Ooh-wee. 749 yards passing so far. 10 touchdowns, only 2 interceptions, 243 yards on the ground. He's accounted for 12 touchdowns in 3 games. Nickname, video game. See, I'm going to call Lamar Jackson video game. Then you look at the Ravens offense. Rashad Bateman, Tifton, Georgia. Last week had 2 catches for 59 yards. Mark Andrews, 89 yards last week, 2 touchdowns. I think what I got to do, and a lot of us people on social media, we got to start looking at Mark Andrews from Oklahoma, Boomer Sooner. Because we talk about Travis Kelce. We talk about George Kittle. We talk about Kyle Pitts. But Mark Andrews is one of them ballers. So when I look at the Ravens, I look at the Bills. The Buffalo Bills have had the Ravens number, beat them in the playoffs the last couple of years. I'm going to say this. Some people got to have it. Talk about cash money. See, Lamar Jackson is playing on their tip that he got to have that money. So I'm taking the Ravens 27, the Bills 24. And he did not play well last time out against the Buffalo Bills in the playoffs. But I tell you what, the first 3 weeks of the season, he's been video game Lamar Jackson. Video game Lamar Jackson. And he's going up a guy who was drafted a couple of spots higher than he was in the 2018 draft when Josh Allen was taken number 7 overall. Lamar Jackson was the last pick of that draft. Ozzie Newsome, thank you. It's the Baltimore Raven Nation. Want to give you your flowers. Your last year as the GM, you took Lamar Jackson. And Lamar Jackson, I remember what he said on the podium. He didn't get mad. He said in that little soft voice, I'm going to bring a Super Bowl to Baltimore. I have to say it, outside him and Jalen Hurts, they've been the two best players the first 3 weeks of the season. And Josh Allen been that one guy that's been a notch behind. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson on Sunday, must-see TV. One more time, I'm taking the Ravens 27, the Bills 24.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. And special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. Y'all have a blessed day. Enjoy the game on Sunday.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.